Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Continuing with scumbag Prince Philip. Prince Philip's zeal to thin the population of undesirables has little to do with his so-called green credentials, as is fraudulently argued by the corporate media. In reality, the Duke of Edinburgh was a Nazi collaborator, and his racist tendencies have spilled over into public affairs in many occasions. Now, every time I bash eugenics, we can't have a eugenics discussion because it turns out that I'm bashing Germans. Much of my family's German. I'm not bashing Germans. That's how you've been mentally programmed not be able to address issues. You've been, even in your own movement, been programmed to not be able to address serious things. My point is, it's not even a British family. It is a German royal family, and he's a Nazi, and I mean, you know, the head of the House of Orange, another Nazi, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, that's Prince Bernhard. This is who we're dealing with. And they're carrying out eugenics they picked up in England and the U.S. So that's as far as the Nazi angle and connection goes. And I'm just addressing that. Some listeners are going, what is he talking about? You don't understand, folks. There's mentally ill members of the population that think eugenics is good, and they think it's for the, you know, just for other groups, not for them. And or they don't think it's a real issue because the Germans don't have power and Nazis didn't exist or are good and are, you know, giving us little prizes under our pillows at night. No, Prince Philip's bad. As Alex Jones documents in a seminal documentary film, Endgame, this mindset is endemic, again, amongst the elite. Prince Philip's zeal to thin the population of undesirables has little to do with his so-called green credentials, as is argued in the corporate media. In reality, the Duke of Edinburgh was a Nazi collaborator, and his racist tendencies have spilled over into public gaffes in many occasions. Got a link to that. In 86, for example, the Queen's husband remarked to a British student during a visit to China, "If you stay here much longer, you will go home with slitty eyes." Just, and they're also so inbred, they're basically mentally retarded. The so-called elite are a bunch of degenerate, weak trash. So sick of them. He goes on, "It looks as though it was put in by an Indian," he went on. Philip observed when he saw a messy fuse box in a factory during a 99 visit. It was well documented that Prince Philip's sister, Sophia, was married to Christopher of Hesse Castle, a SS colonel who named his eldest son Karl Adolf in Hitler's honor. Indeed, all four of Philip's sisters married high-ranking Nazis. Well, they were German, we expect. The prospect of the former Nazis and Nazi sympathizers attending his 47 wedding to the future Queen of England meant he was not allowed to. He was only allowed to invite two guests. And then it goes on. 2 years ago, more revelations of Philip's Nazi links emerged in a book that featured never-before-published photos of Philip, age 16, to the 1937 funeral of his elder sister, flanked by relatives in SS and brown shirt uniforms. Another picture shows his youngest sister, Sophia, sitting opposite Hitler at the wedding of Hermann Göring. And it goes on, Philip was forced to concede that his family found Hitler's appetite to restore Germany's power and prestige attractive and admitted they had inhibitions about the Jews. The Duke was also trained in the Hitler Youth. It goes on, but of course the truth is Britain actually set Hitler up, told him to invade. That's why he let the British evacuate at Dunkirk. That's why when Rudolf Hess flew over and said, "We have a deal to do this," they held him for decades and at a prison by himself, and it all came out that it was all staged, and that's in mainline history books, that they literally set Hitler up, ladies and gentlemen. But see, you want to worship Hitler. You don't want to admit that he was a weak chicken neck, completely set up by the globalists who were 10 steps ahead of you. You'd rather be weak and let them always win. Don't worry, though. All of you who love the New World Order, the economy's imploding, tyrannies are growing, they're huge armies of new police march out of the police academies every few months, ready to destroy your country, ready to smash you and take everything you got. They're dim little eyes. All they want's more power, and they're going to get it.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With PasswordSafe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. PasswordSafe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free PasswordSafe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free PasswordSafe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, PasswordSafe Pro.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, I take off a few days and I get really aggressive. I get really mad. They know that the genetically modified organism foods, where they've changed the basic DNA and changed the basic protein amino acid structures, they know it kills all the guinea pigs, all the rats that eat it, in thousands of university studies. They know. And so they feed it to you and your family. I know there's no way to avoid all of it, unless you live on a deserted island. And so I'm mad about that. I'm mad about them assaulting my children every day, assaulting me. I'm real mad about the fact that they put hundreds of different varieties of cancer viruses that are even timed for hormonal fluctuations to kill you at a certain age to kick in. I am mad about them admittedly spraying our cities on a routine basis. I am that's all declassified. I am mad that a group of eugenicists that openly, tens of thousands of times, sprayed our troops with chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals, killing them in many cases. A bunch of control freak scientists running everything that have given you a Madison Avenue false reality. Have you noticed we're not talking about Barack Obama here? Have you noticed we're not talking about Hillary and John McCain? Who cares? They're all bought and paid for. They're all owned by the same people. And we're not going to talk about it here on this show. I mean, you're welcome to call in if you want, but it doesn't matter. Endless debates about he said this, he said that. Did Barack Obama mean that, you know, by saying McCain's bearings are off, that that's code that he's old? It isn't that he's too old. It's that he's already had lymphomic cancer that 90% of the time comes back within 10 years and kills you, and he had it 8 years ago. And he's had a couple other types of cancer, and the guy wants to bomb Iran, and he's a lunatic who's anti-gun. You know, they're announcing that the feds are going to give tuition to all the illegal aliens. Have you heard the latest? We're totally bankrupt, no future. Cops are out getting more tickets than ever as the states go bankrupt, running around foaming at the mouth, feeding on us, mindless. Oh. I don't even hate them. They're just like, they're like a dumb squirrel running out in front of a car. I see all these petty nobodies, these men that think they're men. Maybe I shouldn't even be on the radio today. I just can't believe it. I'm living in the Twilight Zone. I am. We are Change Ohio. I'm going to try to have them on. I'm told they got a bad cell phone, so who knows how long they'll be on. But let's just play a minute or so of them confronting Al Gore, that sack of trash, that piece of filth, that Viper, King Viper, just oil company owning trash, liar, scam artist. I mean, with all these well-meaning idiot college students getting taken as suckers one more time. You idiots, they had to choose a gas that was good so that none of the big corporations would actually have to cut back on any real toxic waste, you buffoons. Carbon dioxide is good, you jackasses. I mean, all these idiot young people working for McCain and working for Barack Obama and Hillary and all starry-eyed like you're doing something, all starry-eyed like you know how stuff works when you don't know anything. You know nothing! I'm one of the few sane people around, I'll tell you that right now. I know what all this is. This is a nightmare. This is hell. This totally freaks me out. It totally makes me mad. I've been robbed. And just the cowardly, soft, stupid public with this group of sycophant, backstabbing murderers sitting on top of you, and Prince Philip running around talking about how he wants to kill you, and all these trillionaires and billionaires, and yes, there are trillionaires, who just give all their money to eugenics and just love hurting us and dance with glee as young children die of leukemia and as children are imprisoned mentally for life with autism and all of it as they suck everything out of you and have their way with you, always winning, always getting it over on you, always having their way over and over again because you're focused on football and acting cool and driving fancy cars and strutting around with your idiot neighbors and coworkers. It's disgusting. But that's what milk and honey creates. That's what plenty creates. You always turn into decadent slobs. We've all been decadent slobs. We've all gotten to be self-centered know-it-alls. And when I realize that I know 99, you know, I know more than 99% of people, and I still realize I don't know much. I know I don't have some big high and mighty view. I mean, that's what completely freaks me out. The neocons write letters to Iran saying we'll stage terror attacks in public newspapers. I mean, that's how obvious they are now. They write newspaper articles about how they want another 9/11, how great it is for them. I mean, these bastards are so arrogant and think so little of you that they write articles in the Philadelphia Daily News about how wonderful 9/11 is and how they can't wait till another one happens. That's their answer. To the Republican memos at the state and federal level coming out saying that they need to stage another attack. These bastards brag publicly about what they did to us. And then the idiot police will try to claim that they're going to plant bombs on We Are Change that's out at Building 7 exposing that it was an inside job. And they'll come over and billy club you even when you have a permitted march. And they'll take all your freedoms away and laugh at you like dumb meatballs when we were the ones the whole time exposing that you inhaled all that asbestos and are dying, and now it's all come out that they knew and covered it all up and didn't give you any health care. And you'll sit there like a dumb dog whose master feeds it cyanide, licking the boots of the New World Order. Because you're a demon. You're a pig demon. You like it. You like how they hurt you. Hey, you don't care if they poop all over you and rub it in. As long as you get to do it to us, isn't that really what it's all about? Isn't that what it's about, being trash and scum and weak? Isn't that what it's about, having little piggy eyes and a little piggy brain? I'm talking about the public. I don't even mean the pig slang for pigs, for cops. I mean, we're pig people. Little piggy minds, little weak piggies. Play Al Gore, huh?
We need to reduce carbon dioxide, and we need a commitment on the part of students to get involved. I'm sorry, sir, I'm trying to talk to these folks here. And I believe they want to hear what I have to say.
Hey Al, we don't want your carbon tax. Plants need carbon dioxide to breathe.
Come on, cut it out.
We need to.
Stop right there. Listen to that weak trash. They're worshiping Al Gore, that eugenics monster. Cut it out. Cut it out. We're here to feel good about how we're all working together. You know, the government knows we're young people and we want to be involved in social change, so they've given us a false paradigm to waste ourselves in and to carry out eugenics murdering Africans. Of course, I'm too weak to ever face the facts, even if I knew how to look at the documents. I'm just going to push eugenics, and we're going to run everything and tax everybody in the U.S., and new Enviro cops are going to inspect all our homes and backyards and ranches and farms. Dude, be quiet. Don't say that plants want carbon dioxide to breathe. Just shut up. Go along with the fraud. You know, just like a neocon will say, be quiet. Don't say that Al-Qaeda isn't dangerous. Go along with it. We're all idiots here. Keep playing it.
We need to reduce carbon dioxide, and we need a commitment on the part.
That's how plants give us oxygen. They breathe in carbon dioxide and release oxygen.
Sorry, sir. I'm trying to talk to these folks here.
Why did you call?
And I believe they want to hear what I have to say.
I didn't.
WeCanSolveIt.org. And let me conclude with this comment.
I didn't buy a ticket to listen to your lies.
Not too many years from now, the next generation will ask one of two questions. They'll look at the beginning of the 21st century, and they'll look at what's going on at that time some years from now. And if all these consequences the scientists have predicted to follow the accumulation of global warming pollution unsolved,
it just goes on and on. Folks, it is the biggest, sickest joke ever that they're talking about banning carbon dioxide. Tell us what else happened from We Are Change Ohio. We got Sam Logaloo on with us. Sam, we're going to hold you over in the next segment, see if your cell phone's working okay. What was it like standing up against that con artist, that snake oil salesman with that group of weak-minded cult members? Yeah, his phone was doing that earlier, so we just can't do the interview. Sam, I'm sorry. Some other day when your phone works, we'll be able to do it. It doesn't even matter anymore. The people love $4 a gallon gas. They love it, and you're going to love it even more. Okay? Just again, it's so insulting that they've got the public running around cowering in fear of imaginary Al-Qaeda and imaginary carbon dioxide. You can walk up to the very same people and give them the name for salt, and they will say ban it. Give them the name for water, and they will scream in fear. Just like they'll scream in fear of a citizen with a gun But they love men in black uniforms and black masks stomping around. Oh, they feel so safe when they see that because all their common sense and instincts are gone. You're going to be butchered like pigs by your masters. You understand?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
We use UPS to ship my books and videos. We sell out a video and bookstore for InfoWars.com. And just during the break, Weldon gave me the UPS quarterly magazine that they give us, The Power of Green. See, this is a whole global tax. And you can't run to FedEx. They're all pushing the same propaganda. This is just disgusting. And you use USPS. They're pushing it all, too. And we ship by them as well. And, again, a lot of it sounds reasonable. They got all these smiling, well-meaning faces selling you the fraud. And it says, a green glossary. And we did get our guest. We'll go to him in a minute. You're going green, but you don't get the lingo. So you have to learn your new slave lingo. It starts with carbon dioxide. And it goes on to say, can increase the Earth's temperature. Here's a primer of terms. To learn more, go to compass.ups.com. It says carbon footprint, the amount of carbon dioxide emissions created by a person or business that they have to tax and regulate and commit crimes with. You have to be punished. Carbon tax. Oh, it's being introduced to us. And it says you're going green. See, it's like, oh, everyone's doing it. And the cattle go, oh, well, I'm doing it. I'm a idiot. A carbon tax. A proposed tax on emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. Greenhouse gases, water vapor. Oh, it's so deadly, water. Carbon dioxide. Oh, my God. Methane. Nitrous oxide allows sunlight to enter the atmosphere. The IPC, it teaches us our new master over our farms and ranches and everything. They're not taking over. Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and Organization Establish and Investigate Climate Change, its potential impact and its options to reduce the risk. VOCs, volatile organic compounds or chemical compounds creating carbon and can be harmful. Meanwhile, genetic engineering, butchering everything, toxic waste everywhere, injecting you with biochemical weapons. Oh, die. Take your injections. We're eugenicists. Oh, you're an evil human. You exhale carbon. Oh, gosh, we're going to get you. Don't worry. I mean, the head of the CFR says it's about making you the enemy. What do you think all these scheme-ass cops and cameras for? They're not for Al-Qaeda. They're for you. I shouldn't be doing the show today. I am so mad. I hate these people so much. They've got this poor little pathetic chicken neck here with this little hippie beard. Means well. He's got his little suit on, his little monkey outfit. It says, the employee parking lot at QBP. I guess that's, and it says it's dominated by bikes. Ezra Taylor doesn't just pedal to work. He's a cross-cycling racing champion. See, it's all tailored. Ooh, you're a winner when you're involved with this. Ooh, he's a champion. Ooh, you're going green. Everything to comfort you as you're put into your new, strap down your new control grid. Just like when you're breaking a horse, they just put the, first they give you some grain and they put the bridle on. Shh, it's okay, baby. Oh, there you go. Put the bit in your mouth now. Let me walk you onto this little trailer here. We're going to take you to a nice place where your government. Let me just close the back panels, close the back doors. Let me just throw this bolt. I got you now, horse. You're going directly to the glue factory. We're going to march you into a squeeze chute and hang you up by your legs and slit your throat and then render you down into Elmer's glue. You go ahead and kick all you want on that door. When we get your guns, which is going to be very soon, we're going to have our way with you. You think we're just stopping with going into different colleges and telling people they can't talk about the Constitution or they'll be arrested? That's only the beginning. We're going to take your houses, your companies, everything you've got. We're hardcore criminals. We didn't join the team for nothing. Yeah, sure, I couldn't run a business or start a company or make a painting or make a film or take care of anybody. I'm a dirty, dirtbag criminal, but I can put on a fancy black uniform with fancy black sunglasses and have you lick my boots and make me God over you. You understand, you filthy dirtbag trash. You cowardly scum. I'm running your life now, and I want to run it good. You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of them all training us to be smiley and friendly and stupid and childlike to them while they have their way with us. It's time to get mad. It's time to get angry. Our ancestors weren't a bunch of wimps. They were vicious. They were strong. But they weren't into backstabbing. They weren't into cheating. They weren't into double dealing. They were adventurers. And they were builders. And they were trailblazers. They were explorers. They were fighters. They weren't what we've turned into now. A nation of filth, trash everywhere. We are changed coming on the other side. We got him with a good phone line. I apologize. I've been having a hole, but the phone was off when we went to him earlier. I just look at this little weak piece of trash. Thank you.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
You want to know how I really feel when I think about these people? That's really who I am. I know it's embarrassing. But it's like a ship bulkhead. We're in a submarine on the bottom. Its engine's broken down. We're waiting on rescue. We don't know if it's coming. And behind that door is millions of pounds of pressure. And that bulkhead door is straining. There's a leak in it. That's the globalist. I mean, just scum of the earth, want to kill us, already killing us with soft kill weapons, setting up eugenics. You know, this UPS thing should read, it says, how green is your business? Take our quiz. It should read, how enslaved is your business? Are you going to help us shut you down and roll you into the New World Order with a new global eugenics world government tax? But see, it isn't honest with people. It's all PR, all about looking calm, all about being passive, making you lay down, making you think everything's okay, making you think everything's all right, everything's friendly, making you think you're a stakeholder and what you think's really being listened to. Meanwhile, they build giant prisons and arm police as fast as they can. I mean, and right behind that door is the host of hell. And I watch them steal people's kids. I mean, I've been there and covered it, folks. I see them torture people. I see them get away with their evil. I am a person who has feelings. I'm a person who has a lot of love. And then at an animal level, I just literally just am so mad at the weak public being so stupid. Do you have any idea who you're dealing with here? Do you know what they're going to do to you? Let's go to Sam Logalo of We Are Change, Ohio, who confronted Lord Gore, who is just the biggest snake oil con, just a total piece of trash. Up there, all the science shows carbon dioxide is 700 years after the warming, and that it's good, and it's just we're in an oxygen and carbon dioxide starved environment in this Earth cycle. But I'm going to shut up. I mean, always being there, you see more than what happened. The video's great. I salute you. Sorry we had to have you on hold when your phone was out earlier. Tell me anything else you want to add.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, we just, Al Gore was in Columbus, and we drove up there to confront him.
Oh, God.
I'm the guy screaming in the video.
And you did a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
Well, I tell you, up close, isn't he just a sack of maggot guts? Just
yeah,
looking, isn't he just a pile of evil?
You can see it in his face.
Oh, he's a real piece of crap. I'm sorry.
The way he talks and the way he looks are totally different. I mean, he looks purely evil when you look in his face.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, go ahead. Ugh.
Yeah, so then we went outside. I handed out some literature, and we got the banner out. Brad made a very nice banner. No carbon tax, it's a scam. And then we talked to the people coming out and even talked to a few reporters. And that's really all I can remember right now on the Gore event.
Now tell me about the little brainwashed slaves of death. That's what they are. They who love Prince Philip, who love dead black babies and dead Latin American babies and love their mommy dying of engineered cancer. Tell me about the lovers of death. Tell me about their weakness.
Yeah, they showed up to a public event as if they just wanted to watch TV. You know, you interrupt Al Gore and it's like, shut up, you know, I'm watching this TV here.
It's all about them feeling like they're part of something big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they feel real important.
I didn't know they stacked excrement that high, but tell me what else they were doing.
Well, you know, inside there, they're telling us to shut up and whatnot. They didn't like us interrupting their God. Outside, there's a few of them just didn't want to hear it. You know, this is BS, and then they'd hop on their bikes and pedal away.
There's nothing wrong with bikes. There's nothing wrong with getting out of the mall culture. What the globalists designed us is a sprawling based on the automobile, and now they're going to cheat us and choke us and wreck our economy and bring in total control in their own admission. I mean, I saw you out there with that huge sign saying no carbon tax. Did you explain to the idiots that, I noticed you did, that, hey, carbon dioxide's good. This covers up for all the real environmental issues.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, in fact, they mentioned that to us several times, and in the video you can actually see me tell a guy, it's like a magician trick. They take all the real pollutants like mercury and lead, and they hide that behind their back, and they say, well, they bring out with their other hand and say, well, here's the bad thing, it's the carbon dioxide that's hurting you.
See, that's what makes me even madder, is that we have real environmental problems, and it's hurting us. I mean, I care about the Earth, but forget the Earth, it's hurting me. We're all interconnected. And they're doing stuff it's irreversibly bad. I mean, they've done, it's just so out of, and then meanwhile, they got all these idiots calling for global government and a global tax. Well, I just commend you. He's getting confronted everywhere. He looked like he got upset when you spoke up to him.
Yeah, I think he stumbled a little bit. He was a little distracted when I interrupted him. Yeah, he wanted to continue preaching to his flock there.
Is there a We Are Change Ohio website?
Yes. Type in We Are Change Ohio. You can go to the regular WeAreChange.org website, and it's linked there.
I didn't hear this on the video, but let me guess. Did some of these chicken necks tell you were funded by the oil companies?
One guy did walk by, and he said, "Yeah, how much are you being paid to do this?" That's really all I remember specifically.
Well, anything else you want to add? We can just commend you, Sam, and others from We Are Change Ohio. Anything else?
Yeah, I'm also with another group. If you're in the Cincinnati area, Cincinnati 9/11 Truth. We are for real, you know, just like We Are Change Ohio. So,
how do people get in touch with you and join the team?
CincyCincy911.org.
All right, I really commend you, and thank you for spending time with us today, sir, and keep it up.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Yeah, going to their little staged events, their little communal bloodletting events, as we learn how bad humans are and learn that government has to organize this around attacking ourselves, and that's official. It's so ridiculous that carbon dioxide, I mean, I just, but it, again, it's a sick joke with these people. It, everything is a sick joke. We're going to G. Everett Griffin in a minute. I do want to tell listeners that I'm going to be showing my new film, 9/11 Chronicles Part 1. Truth Rising is the name of the film, but it's 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising, the short title, Truth Rising. Every film I make, I say, this is the best. But if you watch them, each one just gets better. But this really is different. I mean, and it is the best I've made entertainment-wise. I mean, it's also very informative. I mean, we spend 20 minutes of the 2 hours on how they blew up the towers and how it was an inside job with some incredible eyewitness testimony, emergency workers and others. But not just that, it's David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski and Larry Silverstein and Bill Clinton and Hillary and John McCain and Barack Obama and all of them. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger, all of them being confronted instead of watching some cruddy YouTube video. I mean, this is high quality, big screen with stuff you've never seen and high def footage we shot in New York in the last 3 years of remembrances there and emergency workers and what the dust really did and their trip to Washington to try to get health care and that being blocked and that We Are Change funded. I mean, these are kids running this that literally live in one-room apartments and wear the same shirt all week, and they raised all this money and paid for it, and then they were about to get it passed in Washington, and they just said no funding. The fight goes on. I mean, it's just an incredible film, and I'll be showing that coming up this Saturday. And by the way, there's not going to be 10 showings like there usually is in Austin. I'm doing 2 showings, and then we may tweak the film, change a few things in it. So there's also a screening. This won't be out for about 2 months. There's going to be a showing this Saturday, 3:30. It's a matinee at the Alamo Draft House there on 6th Street. It's the new Ritz. It's really nice. What's called the Ritz. It's not that fancy. You don't wear a tie or anything, but you know what I mean. It's nice. It's called the Ritz, Alamo Draft House, Ritz downtown. And then Sunday at 6:30 after the Sunday radio show. And I hope everybody will be there. All of our showings have always sold out until I had 12 showings last time, and then 2 of them didn't sell out. But, you know, when we have 2 showings, they always sell out. We have 6 showings, they always sell out. When we had 8 showings, they always sold out. But we've 98% of our showings sell out. That's a good way to put it. You'll want to get tickets now so you don't get turned away at the door. We'll let you know Friday, you know, if there's any tickets left. If you do want to try to show up, a little secret, they always hold like 15, 20 tickets back for people at the door. So if you're going to be at the door, be there first. Go to Infowars.com and link through, or pull up on 6th Street at the Alamo Draft House. You can buy your tickets now. And 3:30 on Saturday and 6:30 on Sunday. And I'll give a 30-minute speech at each event. And that's basically it. I hope to see you down there. Okay, also, this radio show is possible, is made possible by you purchasing books and videos, not just the films I've made or the book I've written, but the books I've published and the books and videos we carry at Infowars.com, the best titles out there, bar none. And the new films we're covering are American Drug War. It's got the feds so upset they raided Tommy Chong for basically being in it. I consulted on that, and I'm in the extras on that. That's available. It's got 3 hours of extras and a two-hour film, 5 hours, 1995. It's really like 5 films in one for 1995. Matt Washington, You're Fired, William Lewis's new film, available at Infowars.com. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Loose Change Final Cut. They're all available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And you can also go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a 15-cent a day membership and see all the films there in super high quality and burn them a disc and get them out to everybody. But that is how we fund ourselves. We also fund ourselves through sponsors like Interfood. It's the best green food out there, I found. The other ones I had gave me headaches or made me have nauseous. Just high quality, 20 superfoods in there, total absorption of the nutrients. It's just fabulous. And there's 10% off when you go to Infowars.com and link through on the link there on the front page. Go to a subpage that has all their product line there. But you get 10% off by following that link automatically if you buy in bulk. There, you also get an additional 20% off. If you call them toll-free, you also get that and tell them Alex Jones sent you. 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. It's all organic. 866-762-9238, innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-food.com, or 1-866-762-9238, innerfood.com, ladies and gentlemen. Also, there is Aloe Ease. That's one of hundreds of products the fine folks at New Vitality, one of the oldest and most respected nutrition companies out there. No magic claims, no silver bullets, just high-quality stuff that's well-known, like Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse. Aloe Vera is well-known for flushing your guts out and really getting those toxins out of there, and a lot of medical studies on that, and that's one of their main products, 1-800-569-4056, big banner up on Infowars.com, 1-800-569-4056. They've also got Super Beta Prostate, well-known combination of herbs for your prostate, 1-800-569-4056. Now let's go ahead and go to G. Edward Griffin. He'll be with us, and I appreciate him holding the last 5 minutes. He'll be with us until the end of the show today. And I thought we'd do a part two and mainly take calls and talk more about solutions today. But with all the things happening in the news, the fake election, the three-stage candidates, I thought I'd bring up that, not to cover it because it's a distraction, but to use it as a learning module to see how they stage events. So I thought out of the first curveball I'd throw him would be getting his take on Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John McCain. And I get his take on this whole exercise in futility. We had so much fun when he was in a few weeks ago in studio, and he had to talk to a packed house at UT that I wanted to have him back up sooner. Mr. Griffin, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, Alex, thanks. It's good to be here.
Did you get a nice response coming on last time?
Oh, well, yes, indeed. My boy, you really cover this the waterfront here, and we got a response. They're still coming in from that, and I appreciate that so much.
Oh, no, that's our job, is to try to find people that are realistic, focused, and serious, some cases more so than me, because I just can't handle it anymore. I'm flip out sometimes and try to push people to good places where they can move forward. And I always like how you're classy. Have you seen the disease in our movement, how over time most people turn into backstabbers who are about egos and who the big dog is on the block instead of realizing we're on a ship in very treacherous waters in an emergency situation?
Yes, I have noticed that, Alex, and I don't know whether that's peculiar to our movement. I think not. It's probably peculiar to any group of people who get together, and all of us, they start off all in lockstep. They got the same goals, the same ideas, and then they kind of learn about each other and their different views, and they start to pick at each other, and then they're in a massive war as to who is right and who is wrong.
It's very destructive. We need to stay focused on key issues we can stop, like the fact that global warming is a global carbon tax fraud. But before we get into the election, since I raised that point, people say Ron Paul is a blood-drinking Mason. Their proof is that he spoke at Harvard or something, and there was a Masonic seal behind him where he spoke. And that he doesn't bash Masons when that's a huge constituency and most Masons aren't bad and are compartmentalized and don't realize that the higher levels it has been used for the program, you see. But oh no, there's a Masonic seal in one speech he gave of thousands. It's all over. Ron Paul's a devil, and I won't expose him for being a devil now, so I'm evil too, G. Edward Griffin.
Yeah, well, I think you and I are on the same team. I don't know whether Ron Paul is a Mason or not. I doubt it very much. But even if he were, I don't think he would be one of those guys that, we're concerned about at the top, 33 degree or higher. Your point is so well taken that 99% of the Masons, at least the ones I know, are just good old boys, and they have no concept of the history of the lodges and the origins in Europe.
And that helps the New World Order when people unfairly attack all Masons and say you're worshiping Baphomet. They haven't read Albert Pike. They haven't read Morals and Dogma. They haven't read Manly P. Hall. And so they think these people are nuts. They're saying I'm a devil worshiper instead of approaching them and saying, did you see this? Did you know this? Again, you aid the evil by being off the hook nuts.
Yeah. Well, I think that the ugly reality, Alex, is that our enemies are very well aware of this tendency. And I think they fuel it. I think there are agent provocateurs in our midst whose sole job is to get our people going down the wrong track. And it's unfortunately, it's pretty easy at times.
It's been admitted. And that's what the only reason I raise this is that it is the popular thing to attack me and make stuff up. It's all made up. And it isn't that I individually care about being attacked. Frankly, folks, I actually like it in a sick way. That's the kind of aggressive person I am. It makes me sick at an intellectual level because we're in a desperate situation. We've got to use every ounce of our energy to stay focused on real issues and to wake the public up to the general basics instead of automatically arguing with them about the secret triumphant of, you know, the Gettys, the Pope, and Sherlock Holmes. I'm being sarcastic. I'd like you to speak on that. We're about to go to break, and then on the election, and then whatever you want to talk about.
Okay, very good. Well, like our last session together, Alex, I find that with the way you pose the question to me and you cover the topic so well that there's not much for me to say except, what you said. You say it so well.
Oh, I do not.
You do.
I'll watch the interview later. You're much more eloquent than I, but go ahead.
Well, I don't know about that. But anyway, I'll start off by saying, yes, I agree in my own thoughts. I'll just repeat that I know that our enemies are out there dumping garbage into the grocery basket, knowing that a little bad smell here and there will convince people that the whole basket is nothing but garbage, and they walk away from it. We see that all the time, especially in the 9/11 truth movement.
Stay there. Let's talk about it. Yeah, now they're running around with signs saying we staged terror attacks, wearing Hitler mustaches with international news crews with them, all staged.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone, riders on the storm.
Griffin's our guest, Freedom Force International. We'll be opening up the phones next hour at 1-800-259-9231. Also, this fourth hour, as always, is going to be simulcast via television on the web for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Also, it goes out in, 64K or 56? Better audio, I know that. PrisonPlanet.tv. G. Edward, you're very genteel, very intelligent, very calm about this. I know we talked last time about how I tend to freak out, and you said when you were younger, you would. It's just, they're so diabolical. They're so evil. They're doing so many bad things. I just panic. I want people to stop them. I want to fight them. And I know that you've got, you know, an approach to do that. But continuing with how they try to get us to run off rabbit trails to where the general public, when they first hear what we're talking about, thinks we're talking gibberish instead of putting the basics out to people. Speak to that, then to the election, then to solutions, what you think of the food shortages, anything you want to talk about.
Okay. Well, I think probably the most common example that everybody would recognize in this business of sending us down rabbit trails, anybody that spends any time at all on their email inbox knows that about every, about every 5 or 6 weeks, we get an alert from somebody out there. We never heard of this person before, but there's this alert that, stand by, everybody, listen to this, you got to read this, this is urgent, tell all your friends. Inside source, a reliable source, tells us that next Tuesday is the big day for an atomic attack against an American city. Or, stand by, on May 14th, we know this for certain now, May 14th is the day they're going to unleash a bacteriological attack in Chicago. And tell your friends, you know, this sort of thing. You get that about every 6 weeks. And who are these people? Where does this come from? You know, this doesn't just happen. This is manufactured stuff. And the whole purpose is to get Johnny Gullible to go along and send it to all of his friends because he's really concerned. You know, he thinks this could be the real thing, and God knows it could be the real thing at some day. So that they got you there, you know. But he sends it to all of his friends, and they get excited, and then the date comes and passes, and they think, well, so much for Johnny. He's just a jerk. He, you know, he's not.
And that way, if a real warning ever comes out, people would have heard wolf cried so much they won't take action. And
that's
that
right.
Way, people never do take action because it's all, the world's always ending next week instead of it's ongoing tyranny. Martial law isn't coming. We're already in to a certain degree of it. Go ahead.
Well, that's right. And then people ask me all the time, when do you think the New World Order is going to be here? And I look at them, I say, come on, Charlie, it's already here. It's just that every day they build the wall a little bit higher. And it's been here for quite a while. So it's not going to be a day when they ring the bell or you're going to read headlines in your newspaper. It says, the New World Order arrived today at noon, and the ceremony was, you know, so forth. Yeah, you're quite right, Alex. It's here, and it's creeping gradualism, and we get used to it, and they try to get everybody numb to it so that that they just don't know what to do, don't feel like doing anything. So it's an obvious ploy, but what you do about it, I'm not quite sure. You just have to be aware and be very, very cautious. I saw something last night. I was going over stuff to go into our Unfiltered News weekly service, and I saw something about somebody had a photograph of a chemtrail plane, they said, that was on the ground. Boy, that looked convincing to me. And they had pictures of the pods there and everything. I looked at that. Wait a minute, where did this come from? Who is this guy? Now, what do we know about that? What is this plane? Do I know anything about it?
Stay there. Let's talk more about it on the other side.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jerry.